Geologists will get an underground look at a suspected fault this week as part of a state-led reconnaissance of the route of a gas pipeline to Canada. State neotectonic geologist Rich Kaler says the excavation project near Cathedral Rapids on the Tanana River west of Choke allows investigators to peer back in geologic time.
To learn about the paleoseismic history, old earthquakes. So we'll be digging a trench to look for evidence of offset layers and then make attempts to date those layers with radiocarbon to figure out how often earthquakes happen along that particular structure.
Kaler says the fault site is one of many on the north side of the Alaska Range the state is evaluating along the potential gas line route between Delta Junction and the border. He says the process starts with an aerial recon.
We take GPS points from the helicopter, and then we just look for signs indicative of active faulting. Slope might be coming down with a gentle slope, and then all of a sudden it drops off rather steeply, and that feature will be continuous for hundreds of meters.
Kaler says the area has a lot of low-level seismic activity, and that trenching done by the state on other fault sites to the east and west shows evidence of earthquakes as long ago as 10,000 years. He says the data derived from fault excavations will be used by gas line engineers.
The geologists really, and our maps really provide them with the angle that the fault may cross the pipeline and what type of events, whether it be thrust where one side goes up relative to the other side or side-by-side motion or strike slip. We tell them the direction that it can occur and kind of the relative amount of offset they might expect. And they take that information and they use that in their engineering designs.
Excavation is scheduled to begin tomorrow.